Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
The guy didn't get cracked open. He wasn't really wrestling.
Chris on the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Turnbuckle Trash is one of our favorite segments we do when we get to talk to Christopher Evans. Chris, on the mat, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's another beautiful day here in Statesville, North Carolina. It's, I think, about 87 degrees, and I got 4 miles in, one more mile to go, and I'll get my 5 in. I'm almost done.
And it's 87 degrees there.
87 degrees, and I'm still in long-sleeve shirt, black pants, black boots, and now I got a 10-pound weight on my belt. So, it's getting a lot better. It's getting a lot better.
Man.
Loving it.
It's 97 degrees in the mountains. Now, we're in the High Valley here in Cache Valley, and it's 97 here. Now, it's a dry heat, but hot is hot, and it is hot outside. So,
a bonfire is a dry heat. No.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing like my cousin, your Uncle Randall, who posted the other day, a picture of 118 in Las Vegas. So,
I'll take this. No, thank you. If I want to cook eggs outside, I'll have a bonfire. That right there, I can start it. No problem.
No problem.
Couldn't handle it. I don't think I could do the long sleeve shirt and the black pants doing that and walking 5 miles. I'd probably melt into nothing. So, but that's okay.
You had sent me a note, Mr. Jim Cornette. How did this all start?
Well, last night I was on Facebook, as usual, the Facebook King verified. I was on Facebook, and I was talking to Michael Calvin, one of our local trash heads,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about Brock Lesnar and how Brock Lesnar is going to be going back to the UFC. So I messaged him, and I said, well, good riddance to Brock Lesnar. And he goes, well, I got a question for you. I've been watching Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Do you know who used to own Smoky Mountain? I said, yeah, Jim Cornette. I said, the mouthpiece of WCW and all the Midnight Express. I mean, yeah, he was... And that's how it got started. And then I said, if you go on to YouTube and look around, you can find a little bit of Jim Cornette's podcast. I said, now, if you like to hear a bunch of four-letter words, get ready, because that's what it's going to be. Every other word that comes out of his mouth. Jim Cornette is one of my top five managers of all time. I mean, he could be put on the Mount Rushmore of managers.
Disagree with you, because the work he was doing when he was with the Midnight Express, and then what was the tag team he had in Smoky Mountain? It wasn't the Midnight Express. It was
Heavenly Body.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Tom Pritchard one of those?
Dr. Tom Pritchard and the gigolo Jimmy Del Rey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you go with his work there, and then he was instrumental in bringing ROH to the forefront, and he's worked with TNA, but for a very short time. That was a mess. What would you like to say about Mr. Cornette?
Well, I would like to say that Mr. Cornette is one of the top five. Like I said, the top five managers of all time. He is one of the masters of storytelling. He is one of the best minds in the business. If people would sit down and listen to what Jim Cornette has to say, I think business would be up more than it is now for the WWE and Ring of Honor and TNA. and all these other promotions, but everybody says that Jim Cornette stuck in the 70s and he wants to do that old-timey wrestling thing like in Memphis. Well, if memory serves me correct, Memphis wrestling is probably some of the best wrestling of all time. If that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's where Jim Cornette got started. At age 14, he was taking pictures at the Louisville Gardens. He was met by Christine Jarrett, Jerry Jarrett's mother. I believe that's his mother.
Mm-hmm.
The worst person he ever managed was Sherry Martel. Well, the first female. The first male was Dutch Mantel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he managed Dutch Mantel. And then he had Gorgeous
Jimmy Garvin.
Yep, I believe that was him. Then he had the famous tag teams of the Midnight Express. He's done the Heavenly Bodies. He's done the Rock and Roll Express. He's managed Dan Severn. So, yeah, he's the best. He's one of the best minds in the business, to me.
Well,
I don't know. Other people don't like him. Go ahead.
Well, let's put in, I found a little bit of some of his famous promos when he was with, give me the tag team name again. I'm just drawing a blank here. Not the Midnight Express, but.
The Heavenly Bodies.
The Heavenly Bodies were getting ready. I think they were going to wrestle against the Midnight Express. And listen to the promo that, I want people to listen to the promo of Mr. Jim Cornette when he was younger. And we're going to put this right now.
You are sick and tired as I am of people who claim to be the icon of wrestling. Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper claim to be the icon. Shawn Michaels is the icon that can still go. Bret Hart would claim to be the icon if he wasn't too busy crying about being screwed. And I guess Randy Savage is still thinking. By the 10-minute mark, they were sucking wind so bad, the first three rows passed out of oxygen deprivation. It would have been funny if it wasn't so sad. And on a personal note to Hulk Hogan, you are a household word, but so is garbage.
Look at yourself in a mirror, you idiot! Look at yourself in a full-length mirror!
Everybody out there knows I don't belong in a professional wrestling ring. I'm not an athlete. I shouldn't be forced to wrestle. I'll tell you what a conflict of interest is, Bob Armstrong. A conflict of interest is you dragging your old geriatric 184-year-old retirement home geritol for lunch fudge back in there and getting it broken.
The fact that we were able to have matches with the Dynamic Dudes indicates that me and the Midnight Express all should have had degrees in dentistry because it was like pulling teeth. The match hurt the fans' feelings. It was so bad, they brought the tickets back they'd bought last week for a refund. I love Mick Foley more than a sick man loves penicillin, right? Oh, from the sublime to the ridiculous, from the penthouse to the outhouse, the man wearing the gray coonskin cap on his head is Jim Herd, the Grinch that stole wrestling. Vince McMahon should send him a Christmas card every year, but that buffoon, if it was raining soup, he'd be out in the yard with a fork. So if you're going to damage yourself for life, at least do it on a big show. I was happy to be there, except I wish I'd have moved a little bit farther away because Leon forgot to use his deodorant under his right armpit that day.
Yokozuna and Vader, two big tanks, they're going to meet right in the middle of the ring.
Yep.
Vader's a Sherman tank and Yokozuna's a septic tank.
I actually wrestled at WrestleMania. That's a crime against nature akin to killing Bambi's mother.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
That right there was classic Jim Cornette. Absolutely classic. That's why he should still be in professional wrestling as somebody that can tell a story behind a mic and the people will believe it. That's what sells tickets. Not what's going on now. So, I mean, yeah, Jim Cornette is one of the best in the business. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame. He still needs to be in wrestling, but now, after his last stint with TNA, well, Impact or Global Force or whatever, and his little incident in Canada, he's never going to go back. He's, like you said in his last podcast one time, I'm never going back into professional wrestling again. I'm done. I don't want to do it no more because every time he gets into it, turmoil always happens. It doesn't matter where it is.
Now, you know, when ROH first started, he was involved with that. And he was wanting them to get a stationary position that they could train at, and then they could, you know, have an audience come into and do that at the very beginning and then start expanding. But the powers that be decided that they wanted to be able to go to some of the a little bit bigger venues and things like that. So that's basically when he got out of the Ring of Honor business. And it does seem like everywhere he goes that controversy follows him, like what happened with Impact. What a shame that they couldn't find a way for him to stay in, at least part of it, so he didn't have to go to Canada. I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. What happened behind the scenes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. He got into an incident in Canada where, you know how they stop you at the border, they check all your passes, your border pat, all your identification. Well, for some reason, they pulled him in, and you know Jim Cornette, he's got a temper. Well, they started treating him like a drug cartel, and he was starting to go off, and he'd been there for 2 to 3 hours, and they said, look, everything is cleared off. He says, but the Border Patrol said, look, here's a piece of paper that said that you will never come back to Canada for the rest of your life. He says, give me that dang thing. I will sign it, and we are done. And from now on, Jim Cornette cannot go into Canada. I mean, he can be on the border for, you know, in Michigan on the border of it, but he will never step foot into Canada again. He is the most controversial, and he has the biggest temperament that I have ever seen. And for TNA, the only reason that he was gone from TNA is by two people. One, Dixie Carter, and two, our favorite person in the whole world, Vince Russo.
Pass. Not in this forum. You can't air that language, and I don't want to get in a bad mood. And that's not ribbon.
Now, that's what he
said. That's why he was with TNA?
Mm-hmm. The first
time. Vince Russo had something to do with that.
Vince Russo, not this time, not the last one. The only reason he left this time, Russo got him fired from TNA. Yes.
Was there a reason behind that?
Vince just wanted to see him go bye-bye. He wanted to get rid of him because Vince wanted things run his way. He wanted a soap opera. He wanted girls having pillow fights and stuff like that. And Jim Cornette just couldn't take it anymore. And finally, one day, from what I understand, Jim said that he got a letter in the mail saying that his services were no longer needed. And that was it. So, I mean,
they do not like each other.
Oh, well.
That's real life heat, isn't it?
Oh, it's real life heat because Jim Cornette and Jim and Vince Russo have a restraining order against each other. Well, Vince Russo has one, an emergency protective order against Jim Cornette because Jim Cornette said on his podcast that he would like to gouge his eyeballs out and shoot him with a gun and kill his entire family. Okay, that's going a little bit too far, Jim.
Mr. Cornette. Now, I'm sure he had a few more adjectives when he was saying that, didn't he?
Well, we're not
mainly
go
four-letter words?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it was so bad, even my ears started burning. Yes, and that's another thing. That's another thing with Jim Cornette. It's hard to listen to him sometimes because the man, when he goes off, he goes off. And it's just, there's a lot of bombs being dropped. There's a lot of other words get dropped, too, but if you really want to tick this man off, if you ever meet him at a Comic Con or a Wrestle Con, just use the word Vince Russo, and the man will turn blood red. Just use it.
I don't
Vince
think
Russo.
I would do that.
Okay,
you know, I've listened.
Go ahead.
I've listened to Jimmy's podcast, and it's very informative. And I'm like you said, it's. And I've said a few words in my day, you know, but I don't use it as common everyday language. I mean, it's like he's having a conversation and he's talking about Jell-O and he says F-bomb Jell-O, you know? I don't understand why he has to, but that's him.
I don't know.
That's his personality. That's fine. But I just get a little tired of it. I have to turn it off after a while, to be honest with you, so.
Well, I mean, I listen to his just like I listen to Turnbuckle Trash, and I mean, yeah, sometimes I get tired of hearing it, but I mean, when he tells his stories and you're sitting there and you can actually visualize these two going at each other back and forth, and you can see Vince Russo and he's got his hands around, it's almost like Homer Simpson with Bart Simpson with his hands wrapped around his throat and just choking living daylights out of him. Yeah. Or the time when Jim Cornette got kicked out of the Dairy Queen in, I think it was in Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, they had to have the police and they had to escort him off the property, which he's not allowed at anymore at the time of his life, or a Dairy Queen burns to the ground. Yeah, Jim Cornette is just, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, this man. But his tennis racket is what he's always, the tennis racket is what he's famous for.
I heard him one time saying that when he would go into a particularly hostile crowd, that he actually would have a brick inside that tennis racket for protection for himself.
He'd have a horseshoe and a dog collar chain inside the tennis racket. And one time it was accidentally used on Ricky Morton on his back.
Ooh.
They were in the ring. I think it was in Missouri, and Cornette had gotten knocked down, and I think it was one of the Midnight Express had picked up the racket, and the guy's adrenaline was pumped up so much. And he said he went to go and hit Ricky Morton over the back, and Jim Cornette was saying, "No, don't do it." And it sounded like a shotgun went off.
Oh.
All that weight. And he said, "You should have seen Ricky Morton's eyes." He said it looked like a cartoon character with the eyes bug out of his head. And you saw every bit of ounce of fluid just flow right out of that man's body. And when he came back into the back of the area, Ricky Morton looked, he says, "I got one question. What was in that racket?" And then they started dumping it out. And it was the horseshoe and the dog collar chain. And Ricky Morton looked up. He says, "Well, that's going to be a lawsuit."
That's amazing.
You remember, you got to remember some of Jim Cornette from Memphis, don't you? I mean,
Memphis,
was he there?
And Georgia Championship. Yeah, I saw him little bit in Memphis and Georgia Championship Wrestling. And I loved the feud between the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express.
That's the one
they
did.
Remember, they were the ones that did that scaffold match when he fell from the scaffold onto the ring.
Oh, yeah, him, the Midnight Express, and the Legion of Doom. And that's when he blew out his left knee when he went down.
Oh, that was against the Road Warriors, huh?
That was against the Road Warriors. Well, I think they did a second scaffold match between him, the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, and the Midnight Express and the Legion of Doom. And when Jim was hanging by the scaffold, Big Bubba Rogers, the Big Boss Man, was supposed to have caught Jim Cornette, and Jim fell, and Bubba looked at Jim and goes, "You fell so fast. I couldn't catch you. He fell so fast," and it was just, and he blew out his left. I mean, Jim Cornette has had some major injuries in professional wrestling. Two blown out knees, a dislocated jaw, a broken left jaw. He's had his head split open about four or five, I don't know how many times. But Jim is one of, like I said, he's on the Mount Rushmore. For me, he is. I don't know about anybody else, but I like Jim Cornette. And if anybody
as a manager, I would. I would put him up there too. Wow. Well, that's really cool. His podcast is available out there. Listen to it, and if you're offended by so much language, just kind of close your ears a little bit. And I'm sure there are times when he's. Because I've seen him on interviews and things where he talks, you know, and he talks normal. I think he can turn on and off. But
well, I think I think it's going to be interesting for all the fans to go back and see what this manager/somewhat professional wrestler, and he, you know what, Jim Cornette wrestled one of my favorite guys that you introduced me to when I was just a little kid that almost jumped over the rail to go get. He wrestled the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
He wrestled.
Yes, he did. He wrestled the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Yes, he did.
Well, shut my mouth and call me fat.
You're not.
No.
But the thing of it is that he wrestled the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and he wrestled a lot of people. I mean, Jim Cornette is he's something that has to be experienced. And maybe sometimes you would like it, sometimes you don't. But like he always said, if you don't like me, that's fine. And if you do like me, keep listening. But
I'll tell you this. If I was going to open a wrestling company and I was wanting to go either regional or nationwide, I would hire Jim Cornette as a consultant in a minute if I could afford him. And if I could afford him, I would drop a lot of money on that man to get a company started, because I think he's that brilliant and how he wants to develop storylines and his knowledge of professional wrestling. And people to say that he wants to do the wrestling, I think it's because he has a southern accent. Give me a break.
Well, see,
he knows the game. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what led his downfall in the WWF as well, because he was too southern for their northern wrestling. And if you said wrestling, they didn't like it at all. They told him, we're not a wrestling company, we're an entertainment company. And then he finally had enough of it and said, look, I'm 280-something pounds. I'm going to kill Vince Russo, and I'm going to commit murder to half of this Titan Tower if I don't get out of here. And that's when he went to OVW. And started the developmental career at OVW, and that didn't last too long either when he slapped Santino Marella across the face.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a character. That man is a character. I mean, but if you want to get a company started, that's the man to get is Jim Cornette. That's one of the best. I wouldn't mind sitting down for a couple of hours and just picking his brain. Just to hear his stories.
So, me too. Yeah. Now, on the WWE Network, Pritchard has his podcast that he's doing on there right now, Something the Wrestling is what they call it. And one of the first, if it wasn't the first, it was the second one, where Pritchard talked about Vince Russo. And that morphed into a conversation about Russo and Jimmy Cornette, who just hate each other, told a lot of the same stories we've been talking about. So if you have the network, you know, give that a try. You can find the one, Pritchard's Wrestling, Something to Wrestle With, the one with about Vince Russo. And Pritchard is not a fan of Vince Russo. I'll tell you that right now.
Who is? Nobody.
Oh, not me.
No,
not me.
Nobody.
I mean, Vince Russo is the guy that gave us David Arquette as the world champion.
Well, Vince Russo is the mastermind. He says he's the mastermind behind Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and the Attitude Era. And then didn't even tell Vince he was leaving WWF to go to WCW. It was just a phone call, not even a handshake, and say, thank you for giving my opportunity. Then he closed down a $1 billion business, went over to TNA, and basically almost shut them down, and then stabbed them in the back by telling, the Outdoor Network, hey, you've been sold a bill of goods, and I'm the only one that can help you get this out. And it happens. I mean, what can you do? The man is a backstabber. He doesn't know what he's doing. And all the fans want to hurt him. That's why you never see him at Comic-Con conventions or wrestling. All the fans, and even the boys, they want to stretch him up. So.
Yeah.
But,
Vince is involved with a small promotion in Colorado somewhat. You can pick it up on Fight TV, and it's not bad. But David Arquette, I wanted to tell you this. I don't know if you knew this or not, but David Arquette recently announced he's getting back in the ring as a wrestler. He's been training. I think he's in his 40s now, and it was announced that he will be at an upcoming taping of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Dramamine, take
now,
me away.
Now, they can go fine, but holy. I want to, I'm hoping that they will show David Arquette going to the ring and seeing how the crowd reacts. That's what I want to see.
Oh, I can already tell you how the crowd is going to react. They're going to start throwing chairs at the man until someone clocks him. And I'm hoping I can watch that because I want to see that chair go around his neck. David Arquette, yes, the man that held the WCW World Championship. And when everybody in WCW saw that, we all looked at each other and went, okay, I'm done with you.
Oh, I was angry. I was ticked.
Oh, I know it was.
I didn't like it at all.
No, even no one else did. The ratings fell so freaking bad, it was pathetic when that happened. I mean, but thanks to Vince Russo, the Archbishop of Talent Burial. So, yeah, thank you, Vince. You ruined a billion-dollar company and ruined the one thing that could have probably took Vince McMahon down. So, thank you. Bye. Nice to have the check. So, I don't know.
But Chris, thank you so much for, giving us the suggestion. And, hey, thanks to Mike for the suggestion talking about Mr. Jim Cornette, the Midnight Express. Man, I love Dennis Condrey and beautiful Bobby together.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Hey, the Midnight Express, one of the top tag teams in the world. They should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. They should be, but that's not going to happen, not yet, because they were never part of the WWE. So we'll see what happens. You never know. They put the Rock and Roll Express in, and we'll see what goes on. And one more thing. Did y'all hear about Jim Ross?
Yes, I just heard about that today.
Okay,
go ahead and tell
good.
Us what was going on.
I think there was an accident at a Japan. He was either in Japan. And they did a move outside the ring, hit the commentator's table, and Vince, and it broke two ribs on Jim Ross. Broke a couple of his ribs.
Yes.
He got involved. So let's hope Jim Ross is okay. I mean, he's not in his, what is he, in the 60s, 70s by now? I think he's 70s. So good luck to him. And Michael Calvin for Turnbuckle Trash was wanting to do an interview with you at any time that you can be able to. Mike, thank you for all the information that you wanted to do for us. And thanks for bringing this subject up. It was kind of fun doing. It was really fun doing this, talking about Mr. Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, everybody can get into wrestling. I mean, you don't have to be. If you remember the old time wrestling back in the 80s, that's when it was real good to have in the 90s. And now it's just you watch it and you scratch your head and you wonder, why am I wasting two and a half hours of my life I'll never get back? But, no, it's good. We'll see what happens with, Extreme Rules coming up, and, hopefully the card will be good to see, and we'll hopefully everything will work out like it should. Let's hope.
Yeah,
let's
I
hope.
Tell people, you know, if you want to watch the WWE, it's more mainstream. Some of their big matches are really, really good. Some of their storytelling I don't particularly like. I think it's very, but I also tell them if you want to see some old style just stomping and just getting at it, watch some of the Impact Wrestling. It's really good now. And also Lucha Underground. I love Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I haven't really caught up with Lucha Underground, and TNA is getting better and better by the day. I think that their writing staff has finally woke up from the comatose sleep that they've been in for so many years. And it's about time that they're starting to bring in these new wrestlers that people have never really gotten to see from the indies. And now that Sami Callihan is just tearing up Impact, and he's causing all kinds of problems. And oh my gosh. Yeah, it's good. Davey Richards is, he's lost his mind. Or is it Dave? Is it or Smith?
Well,
or
I think what Impact is doing right is they're starting to share some talent. Like Austin Aries recently appeared on ROH. Sami Callihan appears at Lucha Underground. And our friend Martin Casals has a YouTube channel. And he does a little bit of, I just watched it yesterday, does a little bit behind the scenes. And, of Lucha Underground, And then there's a segment where he and Sammy Callahan are just walking down the street in L.A. after going to a Subway to get dinner at midnight. Funny, funny stuff. But if you want to check it out, check out Marty the Moth or Martin Casals on YouTube. He has all kinds of great videos. And what I am such a Moth fan.
Please stay tuned to Turnbuckle Trash because these guys know what they're talking about. And you finally get a good perspective on professional wrestling and not like these other podcasts that just go by a script. These guys know what they're talking about. But other than that, professional wrestling is doing very well. It's just hopefully they can take down the big bad giant, but I don't think there's going to be any organization that'll take down Vince. Not in our lifetime, I don't think so.
I tell you what, one thing I'm going to put a plug in here. I am starting to become such a fan of NXT. Have you recently been able to watch NXT at all?
No, I have not been able to see NXT, but I get to see some of it on Facebook where people post different things on wrestling pages, and I get to, you know, watch some of those guys. I mean, the one that dove over the top ring and landed on his feet.
Oh, that's Ricochet.
I was so impressed with that.
So if you get a chance, I don't know if it's available on YouTube or if you know someone that might have the network or if you have it.
Uh-huh.
NXT TakeOver Chicago recently happened, and the Ricochet match against the Velveteen Dream. And it is an incredible match. Then they have a championship match, and then they have one of those no-holds barred kind of a extreme rules match with Johnny Wrestling and Tommaso Ciampa. Tommaso Ciampa needs to be on the big roster. He is the best heel in the business. Guaranteed, the best heel in the business, Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, yeah.
Love that guy.
Tommaso Ciampa right now, I mean, he's looking so freaking evil. I mean, I like Ciampa. He is, oh, my gosh. That man right there, he reminds me of the old Undertaker when he was with, when he first arrived. He was dark and evil, and he just looked so scary and I like Ciampa, like the end job with TNA right now. Fine job.
Well, Johnny Gargano lost that match to Ciampa, but it is well worth watching. Well, Chris, gotta let you go, man. I know. Are you done with your other mile?
Huh? Hello.
Hey, have you finished your other mile?
Well, just looked at my phone that I'm on right now. 6,147 steps. Yep, that's it. I'm done. So, that's it. I'm finished.
Well, good
luck. I'm going to enjoy this and see if the air conditioner will make me into Frosty the Snowman real quick because I'm going to need it after this.
Oh,